turunduse täht.
Well, Annie, this is a really tough week to talk about high quality marketing. It's just before Jaanipäev. We're all moving, lurching into mid-year sale, the summer sale. And so the general marketing focus is actually all quite distressed and distressing. But what I would do is I'd just comment on two emails that landed in my inbox this week.
Okay, very good. I hope they are kind of the good and nice ones that are worth of commenting.
Well, I'll make a comparison between two companies, and we'll see what lessons we can take from it. I hope that nobody minds me being critical here, but we have some good examples of when it worked well and when maybe there was too much room for improvement. So the two emails I'm talking about came from Boss and from Kaubermeier. The Boss email originated in Germany, but wrote to me in English language, knowing that this was the language I speak. I have bought from Boss mainly in the UK. So now we have a German company emailing an English speaker in Estonia based on the choices he made in England historically. Kaubermeier wrote to me in Estonian. Maybe they don't have enough English speakers to justify segmenting the database and writing multiple versions of their communication in Estonian and in English. But I would ask the question whether they do communicate with those customers who prefer to speak Russian in Russian or in Estonian. Do they segment the database between the three languages? I would strongly hope that they do. The Boss email was a great example. It gave me a photograph of the shop where I last bought from Boss. It reminded me of the address of that shop. It gave me the telephone number of that shop. It told me the hours that the shop was going to be open during the sale period. Unfortunately, my Kaubermeier email didn't tell me this, and maybe I know Kaubermeier's opening hours, but we have midsummer holidays this week, and I honestly don't know whether they're open or not and which hours on which days. We go back to the Boss email. The email prompted me to find other stores. Perhaps I no longer want to shop from the one I shopped from last time, so I was able to link through and see the stores that are here in Tallinn through a European map. It showed me all of the shops, whether they were owned by the company or whether they were franchises, like our local operation as part of the Apranga network. But remember here that I'm a customer interacting with a brand called Boss, not with the local operator. So I don't mind whether it's a Boss-owned store or an Apranga-owned store or one that's operated by somebody else. I want to have the same experience. The only small problem I saw was that, unfortunately, the Tallinn Boss store did give me the Riga store email. So it can go wrong even for the biggest and the best in the world as well. The great thing I think that the Boss email finished with, though, was that it gave me information about how I could communicate with them. It reminded me that there was a customer service team ready to help me. It gave me the telephone numbers for them. It gave me the email address for them. And it told me that they were open from 7 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night. So they're there, ready to help me at a time that's convenient for me, which is way beyond the time that perhaps the shops are open. They also invited me to give feedback to their big bosses. They gave me their names. They gave me links that I could email them my thoughts. And I thought that was a great example of a great global brand reaching out to interact with international customers in a way that said they are actually interested in what you have to say. So I would favour the Boss one and encourage all of the rest of us to keep looking at the best in the world and asking ourselves whether we measure up well enough and to see what lessons we can learn.
Thank you. It was a very good analysis and comparison. My candidate, and we always start with complaining that there are no good candidates, so I don't know why. It's the story of every week we have. But I tried to understand what is influencing, let's say, us or our family most. And I think that's the biggest influencer is football currently going on. So everyone, everywhere is just about the football. And then the question is that what happens in the commercial world? Who is winning? We know that there is a lot of money in the football. And then I found news about Adidas, who is one of the main sponsors of, I understand, the German team. And in 2004, when Adidas sponsored Germany, who won at that time, they sold for 2.1 billion euros. And last year, the turnover was 2.2 billion euros. It was news from Bloomberg. And they had prognoses that the sports division might earn, thanks to the football in France, the EM, they might earn 2.5 billion euros. They plan to sell 1.3 million shirts, fan shirts in German team's colors. And last time when they had EM 2012, they sold just 1 million. And 2014, they sold, during the World Championship, they sold 3 million shirts in German colors. And that was the news here. And I think that maybe it's kind of worth thinking that how big a sports event can be, really influencing our purchases and influencing our behavior, and how good tool it might be, both for the kind of company to earn the billions, but on the other side also to change the competitions, and with all the money they can pour in sponsoring the team. So this was my candidate for this week. So do you know what we need to do now?
I've got a very interesting case study in front of me.
Yeah, but before we go to the case study, we have to choose who will get our weekly marketing award. As I understand, your top pick from last week was the boss email that was targeting you very well. And then my best pick was Adidas, who was prognosing that they will earn a lot for the football championships.
It's interesting that we've ended up with two German candidates, I know. And I think
By the way, the clothing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's all about German clothing. Well, who knew Germans were so powerful in men's fashion retail? But talking to men about fashion is always difficult. Talking to men about football is pretty much always an open door. So let's go with the Adidas campaign and wish Germany good luck.
Okay, but then I will agree with you. But I like the Hugo Boss example, and I really would like to share all those also the example with our listeners. I think that there are many more companies trying to figure out how to send the emails so that they really work.
Sure, I'll give those to you. You can put them on the website. But we shouldn't be too tough on Cabermeyer. We can all get these things wrong. The important thing is to look and follow some of the best in the world and ask ourselves every time, what can we learn from what they've done? Either something they've done really well or some small detail that they've got wrong where we can do better.
Very good. And I think that if we improve at least one thing per every email, then in half a year's time, we might be all at the same level with the best ones.